هلمو 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 هلمو
Wasim sits in front of his advisor. As rain pours down outside, his shoulders slump from exhaustion and grief is written all over his face.
Brother Wasim, how are you, dude?
I don't know how to deal with it. I can't. It's just too much.
Patience, my brother, patience. Allah is with those who are patient.
I know, but it's just so hard when it's my best friend. When Shamshir is...
What? What happened to Shamshir?
Shamshir? Ah, Shamshir.
Oh, no. He's dead. Sid died, didn't he?
You see...
Now's not the time for conversation fillers. What happened to Sid?
Put it this way. It's complicated.
I can handle it. You just pick up where you left off.
You see, honey, Shamshir's discovery about the true identity of Bob Hawks brings fame to his name. Anyone who was a victim of the evasive Napoleon of crime salutes him. Shamshir is now the greatest hit in headlines and hashtags. He's an overnight sensation.
How's the high-functioning sociopath dealing with all the attention?
Well, he stomps into the living room and flings the daily paper on the coffee table. As easy as that.
Sword!
The sword, Shamshir.
Come on. Since when did the meaning of your name bother you?
See me? It's not the meaning of my name that bothers me. It's the media's abuse of it.
Ah, perks of popularity. Relax. Everybody gets one eventually.
One what?
Nickname. I'll probably get one too.
Today's paper, page 5, column 2, first sentence.
Bachelor Wasim? That's my nickname? You get the sword. And all I get is... Bachelor?
Oh, Simi, they had to prey on it while it lasts.
Excuse me?
You lose the title Bachelor soon enough.
What do you...
Oh, Simi, did you honestly think you could hide your little secret from me?
While Shamshir interrogates Wasim, Bilal ends a promising call.
And what did they say?
Alhamdulillah, she accepted. Now all I need to do is tell Brother Wasim.
Ah, may Allah bless the union.
Ameen, ameen. I'm so happy for him.
And I'm happy for her. She's made so much of sabr in her life.
I know, and Allah will reward her for her sabr.
And now? That sigh? What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. It's just, while I really didn't mind taking Brother Wasim's proposal for him, it felt kind of strange.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe I was just surprised that he didn't ask Shamshir. But anyway, Allah knows best.
Wasim lowers his head in embarrassment as Shamshir grills him.
How do you know?
How could I not know?
Well, you know, Sid, it's not as bad as you're making it out to be. Nikah is half of our iman.
Your cloak and dagger behavior disturbs me more than your decision to tie the knot. Why didn't you tell me?
Really? It disturbs you? I'm so sorry, Sid. I wanted to tell you, but...
But you knew I wouldn't approve. And you are absolutely correct. I don't. You're making the biggest mistake of your life, Simi. And you've made many.
What?
Yes, you've made many. All of which I've graciously overlooked. But murder? Now that we need to discuss.
Murder? Who said anything about murder, Sid?
Did I say murder? I meant marriage. But you know, they're quite similar procedures when you think about it. The participants tend to know each other. It's over when one of them is dead. In fairness, Murder is a lot quicker, though.
Wasim looks at Shamshir incredulously as he rattles off his opinion.
You might as well murder someone, Stevie.
What? I'd rather you murdered someone than married.
Unable to endure Shamshir's rambling any longer, Wasim abruptly interrupts him.
Look, Sid, Ilham is a lovely lady, and I don't care what you say. I'm gonna marry her.
And you're marrying Ilham?
Yeah. Didn't you figure that part out?
Ridwan frowns at his sister as she leaves for work.
And now?
I'm late, Riddhi. Late, late, late.
I told you to go to bed early, Scout.
Ah, Riddhi. Can we save this for later? I really have to run. See ya. Salaams.
You don't even have your hijab on. You can't leave the house like that. Scout!
Ridwan, what are you yelling for?
Dad, Scout is getting out of hand.
How so?
She just left the house without her hijab. If she's lost her hijab, she might as well just lose her head.
Calm down, Ridwan. Does she wear a hijab every day?
Yes, or so I thought. Until I saw her flouncing out now.
And where did she say she was going?
To work, or so she says. The way she was dressed. Ah, the Scout!
Ridwan grabs the keys of his bike and heads for the door.
And now? Where are you headed to in such a huff?
To see who she's lying for. She has a date.
Layla carefully approaches Tahir as he sits alone in his study. She watches him for a few minutes, wondering how he's so calm in the face of an impending life sentence.
Tahir?
Uh-huh.
Tahir briefly glances at his wife.
Come in.
Aren't you worried? Shouldn't we be doing something?
About?
The trial is around the corner and you've been under house arrest for the past few weeks.
Lails, the fact that I'm under house arrest and not in prison speaks volumes.
Yeah, I know. The police did you a favor. But you can't fool the judge, Tahir.
There's no need to fool the judge, Lails. I'm innocent.
But you've seen the papers. Shamshir's evidence against you is...
Shamshir's evidence is a fairy tale. Trust me.
I wish I could, but...
Layla, I know my past was terrible. But just this once, believe me when I say I'm innocent. You, the kids... Me, we'll all be fine. I promise.
I hope so.
There's something else on your mind. What's wrong?
Are you still upset with Ilham?
Not at all. I'll settle with her as soon as this is over. Now stop stressing.
Shamshir stares in complete silence at Wasim for what seems like an eternity.
Sid?
Shamshir continues to stare into space with a blank look.
Ilham said yes?
Well, I...
Oh, you don't know yet.
Shamshir falls silent again, and Wasim grows tired of the uncomfortable silence.
Sid, are you okay?
Shamshir still doesn't break the silence. Wasim waits for Shamshir to react or respond further. But...
Wasim is such an idiot.
And what makes you say that?
Didn't he realize that Shamshir wants to marry Ilham?
Honestly, I'm not sure about that.
Why?
Well...
Sid, are you okay?
Why wouldn't I be?
I don't know. You look heartbroken.
What? Don't be an idiot, Simi.
Well, Ilham is a beautiful woman.
Beauty is just a construct based on childhood impressions, influences, and role models. Besides which...
I didn't expect the object of discussion to reach in the light of debating her beauty, which means I'm unanswered.
Don't yell, Simi. It's rude.
It's the only way you'll stop.
Stop what?
Intellectualizing.
Are you suggesting that I'm in need of a defense mechanism?
Yes. No. What I'm saying, Sid, is... If you are interested in Ilham, You should just say so, instead of making excuses.
Rasim, all emotions, and in particular love, stand opposed to the pure, cold reason I hold above all things.
Who said anything about love, Sid?
Oh, I don't have the foolishness or the time for this conversation.
Then why are you upset?
I'm exasperated at your timing. Tyre's case goes to court in a few days. Did you forget?
I told you, Sentiment is a chemical defect found on the losing side. I don't want any of it. Relax. Tyre will lose. How can he not? When you're the star witness.
A concerned Layla decides to phone Ilham about Tahir's strange behavior.
Tahir still under house arrest?
Yeah, I don't know, Ilham. Tahir seems different.
How so?
He's absolutely calm about everything.
Well, mental disorders cause rapid mood swings.
He doesn't have a disorder, Ilham. He said so.
And you believe him?
Yes, I do.
Why?
Because he refuses to accept it. Not even to get off the hook in court.
What? But then he'll certainly end up behind bars.
I know. Shamshir's really got him up against the wall. And the scariest thing is, Tahir isn't even putting up a fight this time. There's no way he'll get off if he keeps behaving this way. It's like he wants to go to jail.
Unless
what?
I know my brother. And I know what he does when his back is up against the wall.
What?
He breaks the wall down. And runs.
As Ridwan is about to storm out of the house, Mr. Slovo stops him.
Wait, Ridwan.
For what? For Scout to stroll in here with a boyfriend?
You angry?
I'm going to teach Scout a lesson.
Ridwan, no lessons are ever taught in anger. Sit down.
All right. Why are you defending Scout when she's going astray? You keep taking a side, Dad. No wonder she's so spoilt.
Then that makes two of you.
Come on, Dad. I'm not spoilt.
You need to calm down, young man.
Okay. There. I'm calm. May I go now?
In a moment. So your sister left for work without her hijab? Now explain to me. How do you conclude she has a date?
Why else would she leave without her hijab, Dad? Scout is changing.
Ridwan, I think you are changing.
I'm just trying to protect my little sister from changing for the worst.
Look, Ridwan, what you are doing is giving in to anger and suspicion. And both are as dangerous as Amani losing her hijab.
How so, Dad? I saw her leave without her hijab. That is not suspicion.
And you saw her with her alleged boyfriend?
No, but I'm sure I will if you let me go after her.
You see, Ridwan, that's not a conclusion, my son. It's an assumption. And assumptions quickly become accusations. And we always assume the worst of others. And accusations...
accusations destroy relationships.
Exactly. When you're trying to correct another's evil, do no evil, my son.
What do you mean?
When your sister left without her hijab, it was your duty to correct her with love. And not assume the worst of her.
So I'm not supposed to correct the wrongs I see?
Of course you must. But never forget, there's a special way to it. Anger and impatience has no part in threading that path. Because anger spoils...
anger spoils any matter as vinegar spoils honey.
You see? You know these things. Alhamdulillah. But remember, knowledge only becomes wisdom when it's put into action.
I know that. What should I do now?
Help your sister instead of attacking her.
How?
Layla spends the remaining days before the trial keeping a close look on Tahir, terrified that he'll desert her to escape the law.
Mr. Abbasid, I want every key and remote control to every gate in this house. No one enters or leaves without my permission. Not even Tahir or those guards. Got it?
But Layla's efforts are unnecessary as Tahir rarely leaves his study until the morning of the trial, escorted under the watchful eyes of the policemen.
Relax, Abrams. You did me a favor. There's no need for the cuffs. I'll go with you to the police station, obviously.
Yeah, you better. else I'm going to lose my job, and you don't want that. Cuffs are a formality. Listen, no one gets to know you weren't behind bars for this week, okay? And you need to settle this with the rest of the men at the station.
I'll pay them before their spit dries. Let's go.
يا إخوتي ماذا نقول أم حزننا جلب البكاء جلب البكاء.
Meanwhile, Shamshir makes his way to the front door of his apartment and then stops. He turns to the side and motions for Wasim to open the door. Ready?
Yes.
Wasim braces himself and opens the door. He sees a large crowd of journalists and fans held back by the security guards. He and Shamshir make their way to the police car as fast as possible. The car takes off as soon as their doors close.
Turn that off, else I get off.
Sid?
Yes, I remember.
Doesn't look like it.
See me? I remember.
No, Sid. You need to remember what Munir told you. Don't act clever.
I never do.
And please, just keep it simple and brief.
Because South African law and order will be destroyed if for once the key witness at a trial should come across as intelligent?
Intelligent is fine. But let's give Mr. Know-it-all a miss, okay?
Shamshir pauses as he considers Wasim's request before replying with a smirk.
I'll just be myself.
Are you listening to me?
And with that, the car screeches to a halt as they arrive at their destination. A concerned Ridwan stops his bike outside Amani's work address, hoping his father was right in giving her the benefits of the doubts.
Could you please see to that?
Sure.
Oh, but don't...
I won't simply open.
Amani is surprised to see that the guest is none other than Ridwan.
Miss Patel?
I told you, you can call me Ilham.
Right, Ilham, it's my brother. May I please step out to speak to him for just a few minutes?
Sure, no problem.
Amani rushes out and Ridwan breathes a huge sigh of relief. He immediately apologizes.
I'm sorry, Scout.
For what, Ridi? Oh no, is Dad okay? Is he okay?
Well, Dad's as fit as a fiddle.
Oh, then why are you here?
You left in such a rush this morning that you forgot your hijab on the table, so I brought it for you.
I did actually forget it.
Scout, these things will...
Well, only happen to me. Lucky, I have a hooded jacket, so I used it to cover my hair. But oh, it felt so weird.
You are weird.
Oh, whatever. Anyway, as soon as I got here, Miss Ilham gave me one of hers. I seriously have the best spot in the world.
Well then, you better get back to work. I'll see you tonight, inshallah.
Alrighty. Jazakallah, Ridi.
Meanwhile, the court proceedings begin, and Shamshir is soon called to give his evidence. He stands in the witness box across from Tahir.
He's a consulting criminal.
Can you expand that answer?
Tahir Patel is for hire as Bob Hawks.
Like an events planner?
Yes.
But not the kind that will plan your wedding.
While that's one kind of assassination, he deals more with the real thing.
Would you describe him as...
leading?
What?
Can't do that. You're leading the witness. The defense lawyer will object and the judge will uphold.
Mr. Dindar.
Ask me how. How would I describe him? What opinion have I formed of him? Didn't they teach you all this at law school?
Mr. Dindar, you've been called here to answer Mr. Jara's questions, not the other way around. Proceed.
How would you describe this man?
First mistake. Tahir, a.k.a. Bob Hawks, is not a man at all. He's a spider. A spider at the center of a web. Criminal web with 1,000 threads. Threads that connect criminals and government officials alike. And he knows precisely how each of them operate.
And how long?
No, don't do that. That's really not a good question.
Mr. Dindar, we do not need a display of your intellectual prowess.
And Wasim shifts uncomfortably in his seat as the judge becomes impatient.
Keep your answers brief and to the point, Mr. Dindar. Anything else will be treated as contempt. Do you think you could survive for just a few minutes without showing off?
A while later, Shamshir speaks to Wasim during a quick break in the trial.
What did I say? I told you, Sid, don't act clever.
I can't just turn my brain on and off like a tap.
Yeah, well...
What?
I watched him. He just sat smiling calmly through it all. You were right.
Tyre's not mounting any defense.
Why?
Somehow, this is all part of his grand plan.
The trial spans over a number of days until eventually the honorable judge presides to give his verdict.
Tyre Patel stands accused of several counts of organized crime, including the infiltration of the Reserve Bank and premeditated murder charges. Crimes which, if he's found guilty, will elicit a very long custodial sentence. Yet, I find myself in the unusual position of passing this verdict wholeheartedly. I must find him...
Guilty! Guilty as charged!
Actually...
Not guilty? They found Tyre Patel not guilty? Sid, answer your phone.
Wasim walks as fast as possible, trying to get hold of Shamshir, who is sprawled on his sofa in the living room. He answers, just as Wasim is about to cut the call.
Yes?
Did you hear? Tyre is out, Sid. You know he'll be coming for you.
The line goes dead, and Wasim immediately knows something's wrong. Tahir's shadow precedes him as he enters Shamshir's living room.
Most people knock, but then again, you're not most people. The kettle's just boiled.
Tahir walks further into the room, taking a seat opposite Shamshir.
Don't mind if I take a seat then, do you?
Please, please, go ahead.
Thanks.
So you got to the judge. What a verdict.
Oh, come on. You, please. Without me, you'll be jobless, Shamshir.
So how are you going to do it? You know, burn the heart out of me?
Oh, that's the problem. The final problem. I'm surprised you haven't worked out how I plan to do it yet. It's such a simple riddle.
Never liked riddles.
Learn to. You know what people say? Adapt or die.
I've never been foolish enough to listen to what people say.
You know it's time to take your final bow, Shamshir. You know what's a bow, right?
Your euphemism for fall.
I was trying to play nice. But if that's how you want to put it, so be it. Your final fall.
Oh, Tahir, falls are fantastic. You see, when threatened with a fall, I learn how to fly.
Ever so sure of yourself, Shamshir. Tell me, have you at least figured out the motive behind my stunt in court?
Even an idiot could do that, Tahir. You broke into multiple top security organizations without taking anything. Only to prove that you can do what no one else dared to.
As long as you know that, Shamshir, I can get through any locked door, anytime and anywhere, to get anything I want, with a single secret code. Aren't you curious as to what my code is?
That would be a waste of my curiosity.
So you admit the trial was...
The trial was simply an announcement to the world. You were advertising what you can do, and more importantly, that you're beyond any higher authority.
And you were helping all along? The world is filled with evil intent, and now everyone wants to hire Bob Hawks to fix those intentions into actions.
Ah, glad you're finally getting all the attention. Why else would you be doing all of this?
Our? No, your final problem, Shamshir. The one you need to figure out. Ah, this is fun. But I must be off. See you soon, Shamshir. See you soon.
And with that, Tahir leaves the apartment on Baker Street, making sure that all the neighbors have noticed his presence. Then, he carefully presses the send button as he broadcasts the crucial texts.
He has the code. On your marks, get set, go.
Meanwhile, Wasim impatiently watches Munir enjoying his cup of coffee.
Tahir's probably killing your little brother as I speak. And you're drinking coffee?
Not yet.
What do you mean, not yet?
I know. Tahir won't kill him. One of them will.
Who?
Munir pulls out a folder containing four pictures of properties on Baker Street, along with their owners.
Are we new neighbors? Come on. They're just a bunch of foreign...
Foreign assassins. Slash terrorists. Recognize this face? Mysterious Khan. Part of that terrorist squad. Stays diagonally across from 221 Baker Street.
Wasim stares in horror as Munir continues.
This joker, who stopped on the world's most wanted list of assassins, stays directly opposite.
But they moved in a month ago.
That's just two of the four top international assassins who have conveniently relocated to within spitting distance of your apartment. And Shamshir hasn't noticed yet. Why?
He's been focused on the trial. And,
And?
My wedding?
That's hardly enough to distract Shamshir.
Actually, it is. I told him I'm marrying Ilham.
Oh, Wasim, did you have to do that?
You know, it was the only way, and I had no idea we were being stalked by assassins.
Fix it. Shamshir needs to focus on figuring Tahir's next move. You know what you need to do, right?
Move out of 221B Baker Street as soon as possible?
Back at 221B Baker Street, Shamshir is lost in thought as he sings to himself. Mrs. Hassam arrives at the apartment carrying a basket of food. She enters the living room and hears Shamshir singing to himself until he stops abruptly.
Keep quiet, Mrs. Hassam.
I didn't even say anything.
You're formulating a question. It's physically painful watching you think.
Toba, your mother has a lot to answer for.
I know. I have a list of questions for her.
Mad has a file. Why are you here?
To make sure you eat.
You're my landlady, not my housekeeper.
I'm your landlady, Shamshir, and your whatever you want to call me. Kala, Aunt, Tani, Mangwane, or Marcy.
Aha, so now you're finally okay with me calling you Marcy.
Stop that, Shamshir. Now, what's really upsetting you?
Pressing case.
Yes, your best friend's going to marry the lady you wanted to marry.
You brought food but forgot the tea, Marcy.
Do you want to marry Ilham?
You have rotis to make.
You do want to marry Ilham, don't you?
The salt is less. I can tell just by looking at it.
Shamshir, what are you going to do about it?
Thanks for the tea, Marcy. You can go now.
You should tell Wasim.
Good. I hope Mrs. Hassam tells Wasim to leave Ilham alone. It's about time someone tells him.
Well, circumstances dictate otherwise.
It can wait. What did Mad say?
How do you know I was with... Oh, it's not important.
Precisely. Now tell me what it is.
That you tell Wasim the truth.
Not now, Marcy.
Mrs. Hassam shakes her head and leaves the two alone, knowing quite well that neither will listen. Once she leaves, Wasim passes on Munir's message to Shamshir about their neighbors. Shamshir begins pacing.
Four assassins living on your doorstep? Why am I not surprised? They won't kill me. They're keeping me alive.
What? Why?
It makes sense. I've got something that all of them want. But if one of them approaches me...
The others will kill him before he gets to it.
All the attention is focused on me, thanks to Tahir.
What have you got that's so important?
With Tahir out of jail, wedding preparations are underway from the bride's side. Zakia phones Layla to iron out the details.
I'll see you at the wedding, inshallah.
Oh, yes. I can't believe she said yes to Wasim.
I think it's wonderful. They are perfect for each other.
Let's just hope it lasts.
What do you mean?
When I last spoke to her, she mentioned that Wasim is very distracted lately. You think he's getting cold feet?
No way. He's smitten. Unless... You think Shamshir is up to something again?
Time seems to fly, and Shamshir fails to deduce what Sahir meant by the final problem. Shamshir withdraws into a world of his own as he anticipates Sahir's next move. But Sahir doesn't make an appearance again, which puts Shamshir on edge until he realizes...
Of course. He's selling the code to them.
What?
Tahir is selling the secret code invented as Bob Hawks to our neighbors.
What code, Sid?
It's a game changer. He called it a simple secret code. It's like a computer key code, which can break into any system.
Okay, but then why are they stalking you?
Because the code is in our flat right now.
What?
Tahir planted it the day he came to see me. Then he sent a message to our notorious neighbors who all want it, telling them it's with me. But they're all up against each other, which makes it difficult for them to get it. For them to get me.
So where exactly is it?
While Shamshir and Wasim spend their days trying to find the code which will solve the unknown final problem, the day of Wasim's nikah dawns without giving either of them much time to prepare.
Maybe I should postpone it.
No, never delay the nikah when a suitable spouse is found.
But we need to solve this. We need to find that code.
Your life needs to continue, Simi. I need to solve this now, on my own.
You'll come to my wedding, right?
While Wasim wonders if his best friend will attend his wedding, the rest of the community happily prepares for his big day.
Are you ready?
Yes, of course, love. This is one nikah I can't wait to perform.
Just then, Bilal's phone rings.
You shouldn't take that now. You're going to be late.
Yes. Wait. It's from Wasim.
Bilal answers the phone.
Sheikh, I have a problem.
As Ilham prepares for the wedding, she hears some strange noises in her house.
Why does it sound like... How did you get in here?
Ilham stares in horror at her unwanted guest and wonders how he got in. He grins at her and then swiftly places the chloroform patch over her face.
No, no, no! What are you...
Before Wasim can hear Bilal's answer, Shamshir runs past him, a determined look in his eyes.
I'll try and be back in time.
Sid, wait. Where are you going?
To solve the final problem.
Wait, there's something I need to tell you.
But before Wasim can utter another word, Shamshir is out the door and on his way to confront his arch enemy. Shamshir arrives at the designated spot, which is another of Tahir's private properties.
Ah, you finally came.
Tahir motions for Shamshir to have a seat before he continues.
My sister thinks I suffer from multiple personality disorder, but...
We both know that's not true.
So, Shamshir, did you find my simple secret code?
You didn't hide it in my flat. It's hidden inside of me.
In my head.
That's why all those assassins need me alive.
I told all of them. Last one to Shamshir is Sissy.
But even if they find the code, they'll never understand it.
Do you understand it, Shamshir?
Everyone assumes the code you use to unlock any door and break into any system is a computer code. Everyone expects it to be complicated. People often mistake complexity for genius, and that's where you have everyone fooled.
Including you.
But your secret code is simple. It's a code of conduct. The way you conduct yourselves with fellow humans. You've learned the greatest secret in life. how to make a human work for you. Manipulation.
Finally, I'd say you are brilliant. Except, it's a little too late, Shamshir.
You want to control people, and the best way to do that is to promise them fulfillment of their desires or protection from their fears. So you learn the desires and fears of each individual and you prey on it, but there's an exception to your rule.
There's no exception, fool.
Ah, there is. Your rewards and protection are a temporary deception.
But that doesn't matter, does it? As long as I get what I want. And right now, Shamshir, I want to prove that I can make you do whatever I want you to do.
Ha ha. Not interested.
You know, Shamshir, I'm not going to kill you. That's too boring. But I'm going to talk to you for a bit, and then you are going to kill yourself. I'm going to use my code on you.
Take your best shot, Tahir. But you know the glitch in your code. The one who is a true slave of Allah will never be your slave.
You say it, but do you believe it?
Try me.
Then, let's begin.
Meanwhile, Wasim's nikah is unexpectedly delayed as they realize that Sid is not the only one missing.
Did you find her?
We went to Ilham's house and she's gone.
Like I said hours ago. Can we inform the police now?
No, we can't trust them.
Yes, but what if she's in danger?
Aman is right. We don't have any other option.
Actually, we do. We need
Shamshir.
But where is Shamshir?
Shamshir stares at Tahir in amusement.
What a cure? Planning to torture me to death by forcing liquids down my throat? You'll need a lot more water than that.
No, no, no. Where's the fun in that? I want to challenge you, Shamshir. You've heard of drinking games, I'm sure?
Slow suicides. Not my scene, Tahir.
That's going to change.
Tahir points to two large glasses placed on a tray. Each glass is full to the brim with a clear liquid.
One of them contains water and the other contains a lethal solution. If you drink the water, you live. If you drink the solution, you die.
Both liquids look identical, of course.
That's the challenge.
And you know which is which?
Only me and no one else.
Except Allah.
There's pin drop silence for a few moments as Shamshir loses himself in his thoughts. It lasts for a while until Tahir's impatience kicks in.
What's wrong? Scared?
Defining your darkness, actually defining all darkness, we're forgetting the Creator. And that's why people are vulnerable enough to be manipulated by you.
You really are in sparkling form, Sid, aren't you? You're right. Turn to religion when all else fails. Normally, with you, it's about logic.
Depends on context and subjective definition of religion.
Is this your only defense? I'm disappointed in you.
Makes two of us.
Excuse me?
If people remember that only Allah is the giver of all things, they won't rely on you, or anyone else for that matter, to get what they want. If people remember that only Allah protects them, your threats won't scare them into obeying you.
Are you done talking?
If people remember that they'll have to answer for their actions in front of Allah, they'll stop you, even if it means fighting you.
Many say it, how many believe it?
If people remember Allah, you'll be powerless, Tahir, as will every other oppressor in this world.
All right then, Shamshir. Apply this theory before you expect anyone else to.
Tahir slowly pushes the tray in Shamshir's direction with a menacing look on his face.
You say Allah is the giver of everything, even life and death?
Yes.
So then, have a drink.
Bilal looks at Wasim with concern.
Sid's not answering.
Do you want to postpone?
No. But I'm worried.
Hey, wait. Love?
Yes?
Do Leila and Tahir know Ilham's missing?
Good question. Let's find out.
Zakia immediately uses Bilal's phone to contact Layla.
I'm on my way to the hall. Stupid dress isn't right, and I'm still waiting for the style.
Layla, your loudspeaker.
What? Why?
We have a problem.
What? Don't tell me the caterer messed up the decor.
No, Layla. Ilham is missing.
What? Since when? I need to tell Zahir.
Wasim and Bilal listen to the conversation between Zakia and Layla.
He's been gone since early this morning.
Just then, Wasim interrupts.
Layla, where's Tahir?
I'm not sure why.
He and Shamshir had a meeting, and I think... Oh, no.
Oh, what the heck, man? This man will never change.
Layla, do you think you can find out where...
Yes, I can find out where they are.
How?
I had Tahir's phone tracked before his trial, because I was worried he'll run. Ugh, never mind. I'm sending the address now.
Zakia cuts the call, and Wasim hopes his fears are in vain. Layla SMSs them Tahir's whereabouts.
Love, you stay here with Tasneem and hold the fort. I am going with Wasim.
Shamshir stares at Tahir as he realizes the gravity of the test Tahir has presented him with.
Poor Shamshir, why is Tahir doing this?
Well, whatever Tahir's reasons are, it just doesn't change the fact that Shamshir is faced with one of the biggest tests in his life. A test that is questioning his very faith and everything he's ever stood for.
What does Shamshir do?
What are you waiting for? Pick a glass.
No.
Why? Are you scared that all your thoughts about your creator and religion are just part of your imagination?
I don't see the point of proving my faith to a psychopath.
All right, don't. Now she'll have to do it instead.
Who?
Me.
Shamshir jerks his head up as he hears the sound of the exhausted voice coming from the next room.
Would Tahir kill his own sister?
What do you think?
I don't know. He could just be bluffing, but...
But?
But what if Shamshir calls his bluff and Tahir is serious?
So there's a life on the line.
What is Shamshir going to do?
Well...
Tahir, you're forgetting something. I'm a high-functioning sociopath. Do you honestly think I care about your sister?
Shamshir takes a step closer to Tahir.
So if I decide to step up to your challenge, there's got to be another incentive. It's never fun drinking alone anyway.
Tahir watches Shamshir and then smirks as he realizes what Shamshir is suggesting.
Fine. Whichever glass you don't choose
will be your drink.
Fair enough.
With an exaggerated deep breath, Shamshir reaches out for a glass. Tahir smiles as he takes the other one.
Cheers.
No, cheerio, Tahir.
It's my fault.
Brother Wasim.
No, it is my fault, Bilal. I should have gone with him. If I did, he wouldn't be where he is now. I was a horrible friend.
Brother Wasim.
You know what gets to me the most? That the last time I spoke to Sid, he still believed the lie I told him about marrying Ilham. And now, I might never speak to him again.
Wasim, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Use this as a lesson.
But how?
To teach you that the power of choice lies in its intention.
That's it.
What's it?
That's the end.
In a manner of speaking?
You're unbelievable.
Why, thank you, dear.
No. I didn't mean it in a nice way. How could you tell a story with so many unanswered questions?
First, I observe the kinks among humans. Then I identified the underlying reasons behind their idiosyncrasies.
No, stop it. You're insufferable, Imtiaz. What's the point of this? Did you just get a kick out of wasting my time? It's really not funny.
Okay, darling, calm down. Did I not promise to reveal the true art of storytelling?
So you said, but...
So now, I'll share an inside secret with you. When listening to stories, people tend to lose themselves in what's happening instead of what's being conveyed. But the true art of storytelling is in its message, not in its plot.
What plot? Your plot is incomplete. You didn't even tell me how Shamshir's drink went down. Did he die? Did Tahir die?
Well, they both died eventually. In fact, every one of the characters die. But even that won't be the end.
You've left too many blanks. There's just too many unknown details.
You did ask for a mystery, didn't you? And that's the beauty of mystery.
Ugh, nonsense.
Think about it, love. The essence of mystery is the uncertainty of the unknown. Mystery creates wonder.
Wonder? You call this wonder?
Wonder as in curiosity, not awe. And this wonder, this curiosity, is the basis of men's desire to think and understand.
And what exactly am I supposed to understand from your silly story? You told me that Tahir tests Shamshir's faith and intelligence by making him choose a drink. Shamshir takes the test, and you don't give me his results.
Oh, that's why you're complaining. Well, Shamshir chose the wrong glass.
Cheerio, Tahir.
You mean Shamshir's intellect failed him? Oh no, and Tahir got away.
Well, Tahir may have beaten Shamshir, but there was one thing he couldn't fight. He just could not fight it.
What?
The decree of the Creator.
Tahir, rise and shine, honey. Tahir? Tahir! Oh no! Mr. Abbasi, quick! Call the ambulance!
But alas, it was way too late.
He just died, Sex. A completely unexpected and natural death.
Calm down, Lails. I know you probably miss him. Lails, but...
Sex, I'm not crying for Tahir.
Then?
I'm crying for myself. Tahir just got what he deserved. He was so intoxicated by his power that he forgot he couldn't defeat death.
Don't be so harsh, Lails.
I don't know if he ever had the decency to repent, but I do. And I just can't seem to stop crying out of joy.
Lails.
Sex, we learned how pure men are for pure women, and wicked men are for wicked women. Remember how you were supposed to marry Tahir? I sabotaged it.
Why are you discussing this now?
Because it's my life lesson. I was pretty wicked myself, and so I got the same in my spouse. Don't you see? This is my warning to repent. I need to change.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I get it now. I get the point of your complicated story.
You do?
Remember when Tahir said...
All right then, Shamshir. Apply this theory before you expect anyone else to. You say Allah is the keeper of everything, even life and death.
Yes.
So, then have a drink. You'll only die if Allah wills, right?
Shamshir could have chosen his drink because he trusted the power of his intellect. He probably thought to himself,
will my mind be able to deduce which glass contains the water and which the poison?
But he didn't trust his mind with his life. Did he?
My mind fails me. I know a lot, but there's a heck of a lot that I don't know. But what I don't know, my Creator does.
So when he was whispering before he chose, he was probably praying.
Oh Allah, I am making this choice to do what I can to save Ilham. So please forgive me and guide me. You are ultimately the Creator of life and death. And so I place my complete trust in you, to save us all.
And so, when his mind, his most prized possession, failed him, Allah saved him.
MashaAllah, you're in sparkling form, my dear.
And Tahir died from natural causes because Tahir attributed the power to himself and everything he saw in front of him. Tahir doubted Allah's power, and so he needed to learn it.
Yes, and know that Allah never does any injustice to anyone.
So Tahir got exactly what he deserved. But that means that Shamshir... Oh, Shamshir...
Shamshir... Ah, Shamshir... Shamshir wonders where he is. He took a leap of faith in making his choice. But where did it get him? His body feels rather lame and he struggles to open his eyes. He slowly wonders to himself.
Why does Jannah look like Lenmed?
And then relief washes over him as he realizes.
I'm not dead.
Woohoo! Wasim looks up in pure joy as he hears his best friend's irritating voice.
Said, I thought we'd lose you. A week. You took a week to gain consciousness.
I thought you died.
Don't be an idiot, Simi. I couldn't die before I called you out on your terrible lie.
My lie?
Ah, Simi. You told me you're marrying Ilham to force a reaction out of me. Did you honestly think I'd fall for it?
You just woke up from a coma, and that's what you worried about?
I'm a high-functioning sociopath. What did you expect? No, no, no. You won't experience the glory of seeing me disorientated, Simi.
Sad.
My brain failed me, Simi. I chose the wrong glass.
Then how are you alive?
Allah saved me. It's what most people would call a miracle.
Miracle?
Yes, when the means around you prove they're meaningless, and the independent power of our Maker manifests.
Miracle? You really believe that?
See me? When you've eliminated the impossible, whatever remains, however impossible, must be the truth.
This is good. This is good, Sid. Very good. You've changed for the better.
Remember, Simi, I might join the side of the angels, but don't, for a single second, mistake me for one of them.
Why not?
Because ultimately, I am still a mere mortal. A mere mortal who is now a high-functioning sociopath with a much higher function.
Nikah is half your iman.
On that note, where's Ilham?
All rights reserved. Unauthorized broadcast prohibited.
This program was brought to you by
The Willerton Group, proud manufacturers of Sunfoil Triple Refined Pure Sunflower Oil and Sunshine D Margarines and Spreads. High in vitamin D, smooth and great tasting.
Tyomart Boysons, the home of smart fitment.